Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Trump also are likely to renew discussion in the coming days about a day to reschedule the president's State of the Union address, which was previously scheduled for Tuesday and became a casualty of the shutdown. Last week, Ms. Pelosi rescinded her invitation for the president to address Congress while the government was still shuttered, and has said subsequently that the two sides will work to find an agreeable date in the future to allow time to prepare. On the House floor, Democrats will bring up a vote on legislation that would give non-military federal workers a pay raise in line with the pay increase members of the military have received. The legislation, if it became law, would override an executive order issued by Mr. Trump a week into the shutdown that froze civilian federal pay. The House Armed Services Committee will hold a hearing on Tuesday about the cost and rationale behind the deployment by Mr. Trump of thousands of active duty troops to the southern border. Representative Adam Smith of Washington, the committee's chairman, said in a statement that there has not been adequate justification for the use of our military personnel in this way. And the Judiciary Committee will hold the first hearing on the For the People Act to start building support for the legislation that would overhaul key aspects of the way federal elections are financed and held. In an interview, Mr. Nadler ticked off a dozen or so other policy areas awaiting attention by his committee alone. "We were all elected on much of this stuff," he said. "There is a frustrating backlog." Even lawmakers in Mr. Trump's party, many of them rattled by the costs of the longest shutdown in the nation's history, have signaled they are eager to broaden their work, in part to lower the temperature around immigration talks and show voters they can govern. Ms. Collins said she had stalled the introduction of important bills because of the shutdown, and she stressed that the Senate needs to demonstrate to the American people that we can work together on issues that really affect them, such as infrastructure, prescription drug pricing, and retirement security. One of the frustrating side effects of this awful shutdown was that it prevented the Senate from getting a fast start on a lot of important issues, she said on Sunday. Several Senate committees will begin to change that this week. In the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republicans will effectively restart the gears of machinery they used in the last Congress to confirm record numbers of conservative judges to lifetime appointments on federal courts all over the country. On the agenda for a meeting on Tuesday are Mr. Barr, Mr. Trump's nominee for Attorney General, as well as six potential federal appeals court judges and more than three dozen other judicial nominees, the committee's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, said last week.